most of them will attack Biden for some reason, and Biden will do at least three flubs that we'll all be talking about tomorrow. Pretty solid predictions, you think?
I would say. And everybody has to get rid of their gas-powered cars by 2025.
That's right. Now, here's something weird. When I go on the YouTubes and I watch some videos, I'm getting inundated with ads about some new electric car.
Hmm.
And it's funny because it's like we just talked about electric cars on this show. And yes, many times on this show, YouTube happens to be open in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I'm getting ads for a brand new electric car, which, by the way, is kind of neat. It's not a Tesla. It's some other brand.
Would you buy one?
Yeah, well, I would. I said in the very beginning I would buy one if it looks like a Corvette and drives great. I don't care how it's powered. Although, being a red-blooded American man, hearing the pumping of the pistons in that engine and the barrel of that exhaust, I mean, that's a thing. That's part of the whole experience to me. I've driven a Tesla, and when you drive it, it doesn't make any noise. It's a little disconcerting for me. So there you go. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Well, another banner is hung and another season underway. Mineral Area College with their home opener in women's collegiate volleyball tonight here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. And thanks so much for joining us tonight on KREI. Chelsea Overman joining me for the first time. Joined me previously under a different name, Chelsea Polite, but Chelsea Overman now. And Chelsea, three straight years to the national tournament, another banner going up, a top 10 finish last year. I think they've got the team to do it again. We will see. That's all out in front of us. But they start the season in the top 10. The national rankings actually came out today. They dropped two spots even though they haven't lost. So, you know, however that all works, but I think we've got another fine ball club here in Park Hills to be proud of this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think Tim Copeland said it best, is everybody's chomping at the bit to play at Mineral Area and to just beat a top 25 team in the nation. So I look for them to continue with that, and I'm excited to watch them tonight.
You're part of the program and an assistant coach as well. Is this the biggest team that you've seen out of Mineral Area College?
It's got to be close. As soon as I walked in the gym and just took one scan of the gym floor, I thought, oh, my goodness, Coach, you're huge. He says, we are big. But he mentioned a couple of spots that he's still kind of trying to fill. But I'm thinking if you have this much height, it is hard to fill spots.
Yeah. They had a couple of hitters in years past that were, in fact, All-Americans. Jane Kickham and Kaylee Bracken.
Mm-hmm.
But they were players that they were terrific athletes and got off the floor when they went to hit. They've got six-footers almost everywhere right now. And, yes, they're good athletes as well, but they can get up so much quicker because they're already there.
Right. They don't have to put as much behind it as far as their elevation when they are already that high, especially with that wingspan of a six-footer. You don't really always think about that, but when you're reaching up high on top of the ball, they're able to put that ball in front of the 10-foot line with ease most of the time.
Speaking of All-Americans, Mineral Area College returns one in Cindy Garcia. Garcia Petaloza, and if you haven't seen her play, come on out and check her out tonight along with the rest of this team. And I know Coach Copeland loves to run through the middle, and she's a perfect person to do that with.
She is, and I think you can kind of build the entire offense around that middle hitter because she is able to change spots, change speeds. She has that huge momentum when she takes her approach, and so you just really don't know where it's coming. And so she does a great job of kind of mixing it up.
Does a great job reading things, like you said. But when she gets ready to thump it, it's almost like it goes straight down, too. You know, the stats don't mean a whole lot yet this year, and then that'll bear out as the season goes along. So maybe more instructive to take a look at last year. And during that All-American season, Petaloza was actually fourth in the country in hitting percentage at .412. She's at .455 right now, but we're only four matches in. The Archers, Chelsea, they've not had a good program in recent years. Five wins 2 years ago. They doubled it last year. But they're 6-1 so far this season. Jeff Davis has been there now a couple of years. And St. Louis is certainly a fertile recruiting ground for volleyball.
Absolutely. They have a lot of the big name clubs that they're able to pull from and recruit from. I do think that you know, Coach Davis brings some experience. He definitely knows what he's doing. He knows the game. And so getting those kids to come to St. Louis, I think maybe he can put together, you never know. A scrappy team can really start to compete towards the end, and with volleyball, you just never know.
We will see. And the Mineral Area College broadcast booth is where we come from tonight, right here courtside of the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. We return with more of your Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll talk to the head coach, Jeff Davis, of the St. Louis Archers, and then it's Mineral Area College head coach, Tim Copeland. That's all ahead. We're back after this on Super Talk 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring. Only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington exit.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Great to be joined by Jeff Davis now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And the St. Louis Lady Archers 6-1, a good fast start to the season, Coach.
Good start.
Already more victories than 2 years ago, and you're closing in on last year. What are the improvements that you see this year?
The recruiting has taken a good turn. When I got here, the program had literally ended, and I was hired to kind of bring it back into existence. And so, you know, we had to convince people that we were here. We had to convince folks that we had a winning philosophy. We had to convince folks that we had a story to tell and opportunities for them to come in and play. And so we've just gradually gone. When I started, it was like a five-year program. I told the athletic director that it's going to take about 5 years with all the marketing and all the development that has to go in and building that confidence. And we got to play in the region championship match last year, which was pretty incredible for these girls. I think we've got the numbers now. We've got the philosophy. Everybody's buying in. It's just a real cool feeling in the gym.
St. Louis is a good volleyball city, isn't it?
Phenomenal, yeah. Volleyball city. There's so much club volleyball in that town right now, and that feeds into what we're trying to do. A lot of girls have an opportunity to play, and they're learning at a younger age, so that when they get to that collegiate level, they can participate and contribute as freshmen. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
The numbers say you're a pretty good blocking team. Is that the way you see it too?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think we've got a long way to go, but we've made some dramatic improvement over the last year. Last year was the first year we had a spring season. We got to play four weekends, and that really kind of starts solidifying some of the kids in terms of what they needed to do in terms of ownership of the development for themselves. And so I'm pretty pumped about what I'm seeing.
What do you see across the net tonight?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of familiar faces. You know, I've run a club here in St. Louis for the last 8 years, and there's a lot of those girls over there that I'm familiar with. And you know, this is a pretty big group. You know, they come in, you know, ranked top 10 or whatever, and, you know, we've got our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, nice to see you. Archer's head man right there, Jeff Davis, joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Great to be joined by Tim Copeland now, head coach of the Mineral Area College volleyball team, home opener for MAC. And if you haven't seen it yet, well, there's a banner, another banner hanging up that went up in the off season. You should do it like a big unveiling for your home opener instead of just setting it up there.
Hey, we just got them set up 3 weeks ago, so, you know, I guess we could have waited and just got down 3 weeks ago. Could have just waited for the home opener, but...
Looks good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks good. You know, proud of those girls from last year, and obviously this year's, you know, new goals, new opportunity, and hopefully we can, you know, keep working hard to get to another one.
You started out with four games over at Union, but you haven't played in a week and a half. Does it feel like you haven't played in a long time?
Yeah, they're going to be pretty rusty tonight, I think. They're going to be sloppy the first game, I believe, just because it's not, you can't make game-like during season, yeah, during practice. And, you know, we were supposed to play a game last week, and the team was supposed to play decided to cancel, so we played them at the tournament. So, you know, we're hoping to get some kinks out tonight, get a little more in sync, and then be ready for Indiana this weekend. But, you know, I don't want to look past these guys tonight. They're 6-1. They've played a few teams and won. So, yeah, you know, we've got to play a little bit tonight. Hopefully we're not too out of sync that we can play. Obviously, I just know the first game isn't going to be what I want. I'm going to be patient because we haven't played for 11 days. So I get it. But we're going to have to, you know, come and play hard.
What did you see over at East Central, though, when you had four matches there?
You know, we worked a few kinks out with defense, who's going to be where, got our middles figured out. Center-wise, Laura was up pretty much the whole time, did a good job. But, you know, Mary's healthy now. She had her shoulder hurt for about 3 weeks, so she's healthy. So she's going to get an opportunity tonight for a little bit, see how things go. She's a little, probably a little rusty, too, because she hasn't been playing a lot. But she needs to get in there because both of them are pretty good. I want to make sure there's a competition there. And we wound up getting, you know, in sync a little bit. We didn't – the first day, we were really tough teams. The second day we played Johnny Logan and Neo. Both of them pushed us a little harder. Still won, but, you know, we had to work a little harder, closer games, which is good for us. But, you know, we still got a lot to do.
You said there's still competition for minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the team's deep. You know, that part of it's good, and nobody's really just walked away with two or three spots. Everybody's kind of the same and, you know, making about the same amount of kills, same amount of errors, and same amount of, you know, thought process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really not a cut and dry situation on two or three spots. So hopefully tonight and then this weekend we get things kind of figured out. But it's good to have a deeper, you know, bench where you know that, okay, I could have somebody that can come off the bench if I have a problem and, you know, still be okay. But I'd like to see them kind of separate themselves and let's find our six or seven people and let's go, you know.
Yeah, you touched on it earlier, but St. Louis, they appear to be an improving program. I mean, they've already eclipsed their win total from 2 years ago and, you know, only a 10-win team from last year, and they come in at 6-1.
Yeah, you know, and they're in a situation, you know, obviously they're D2, but they're in the middle of St. Louis, so they have all the clubs, all the high schools to choose from, you know, and actually a better situation than me because I'm farther down south, and unless you got a full-ride kid or you got a kid that wants to come, you know, go the JUCO route and play at a D1, you know, I don't get the opportunity to get as much as he does, and he's got his own club team too, you know, he gets to see kids every day, and he goes to tournaments, so he sees the other kids, and he's able to talk to them more than I am. So, you know, he's improved a lot. You know, they're going to be strong. I know a couple of my team, a couple of my recruited just, you know, from here, from Farmington area. So I think, you know, what to play. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk. Home opener, you know, we told them, hey, look, go out and play hard. Don't worry about the mistakes, but play hard, be aggressive, give the fans something to cheer about, and, you know, let the rest work itself out.
Have fun.
Thanks.
You mentioned Tim Copeland joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this on KREI.
In January 1973, three community leaders sat around a table and established a nonprofit agency that would reach the unmet needs of Jefferson County residents. Little did they know this agency would expand to become a leader in the county, a trusted provider in Missouri, and receive national recognition. Comtree was founded to meet community needs. This will always remain our purpose. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org. Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is out to prove that you don't need to be bigger to be better. Let's do a quick check. A full line of top quality products and services? Check. Nurses on staff for health screenings? Check. Being a preferred provider for most insurance plans? Check. A staff that believes in making their customers a top priority? Definite check. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is checking all the boxes that the big box guys do, plus more. So stop waiting in line and let us wait on you. Come see us in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
Well, hot one outside. I'm showing 94 degrees, but inside, well, it's just right here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. A little check of the weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Both lineups being introduced now, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals are in their red uniforms. They've got some black on the sleeves. They've got black shorts. They've got white letters with a black outline and black letters with a white outline, except for the libero. That'll be Emily Grief. She'll be in the black jersey and the black shorts. For the St. Louis Archers, they'll be in the white jerseys with the dark blue lettering and blue numbers. The libero will be in the opposite. It'll be the dark blue uniform with the white numbers and letters there. A little check of the unis brought to you by New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. See how easy. Visit your local New Era Bank or go online at newerabank.com. Member FDIC. And talking with Coach Copeland before the match, he said, yeah, 11 days is really too long. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if we're a little bit rusty coming out of the gate. Ideally, how often do you want to play? Yeah, I know you have to practice a little bit, but I don't. Players would probably like to play all the time.
Sure. Coming from a player perspective, you definitely want to play as often as you can. But you do need those times in practice to work out those kinks, get a few more reps in per position. But really, 11 days is a little too long. Hopefully they're going to come out and just be chomping at the bit and ready to play. It always can happen where a team comes out a little flat just because they have had the practice mentality as opposed to the game. But I think, you know, like Copeland said, they're going to come out this first set and maybe work some things out, and then it only goes up from there.
Nice crowd, huh?
It is. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I'm very impressed.
The lower section nearly filled here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Chase Sellers, engineering and operating our game back at the station. Brianna Howard going to start for St. Louis alongside Allie Mee. Her name is Alyssa. She said, call me Allie. Allie Mee. Most of these players out of St. Louis. The libero will come on, and that's Lillian Howell, a sophomore from Fox High School. Haley Vlasos, a 5'7 freshman from Francis Howell Central. Lauren Partney is a 5'5 sophomore from Herculaneum, so a lot of good local talent. And it'll be Kyla Seidner, 6'1 freshman from Williamsville, Illinois. Mineral Area College will start the All-American, Cindy Penaloza, in the starting lineup. Copeland's going to switch it up just a little bit. The setter will be Mary Zink out of Munster, Germany. The usual setter is Danezi, but he's going to go with Zink tonight and see what she's able to give. Salimar Santos-Ruig, a sophomore from Puerto Rico, going to be starting in that left side. In the front row on the right side, it's Tali DeClaro, a Brazilian player going 5'10". And in the back row, Sydney Bosler from St. Genevieve, played at Valley High School. Emily Grief is the libero. We're ready to get going, and it'll be Zink serving it first. Zink steps into it, hitting it from our right to our left. Floats one over, digging the back row. That's the libero, Howell now. They'll attack toward the middle. Seidner tries to lob it over, does so. Now it's a left side hit, full shot by DeClaro. That one's dug out in the back row by St. Louis. Max sets up the block, but they chunk it into the net. Grief tries to dive to save it alive. Can't do it, and the Archers get the first point. So St. Louis steps in for its first serve now. It'll be Haley Vlasos, 5'7 freshman from Francis Howell Central. Leads the team with eight aces, chunks it into the back row. Bosler digs it out, left side hit by Roy Eag. Half hack at it, digging the back row. Vlasos keeps it alive. Left side hit, Gaylord. The block goes up, and the ball goes down. Penaloza teaming up with DeClaro over there. Nowhere to go, Chelsea.
Really, there isn't. You know, you look at her arms above the net, and there's a good solid 2 feet above the net when she's in her best position to block, and there's no way you can dig that from a ball that's blocked from her.
You start with 6'2", and then you add the leaping ability on top of that. Well, she can cover a lot of that net. We're tied at one. And now here's Blair Busenbark, a freshman from Farmington High School, in to serve. And St. Louis steps up the left side, hit by Gaylord. Grief digs it out over to the right side. Roy Eag off the block. Good diving effort in the back row to keep it alive by St. Louis. Nearly a free ball, but kind of a good hit by Basanti right there. And now Matt keeps it alive. Middle set. Penaloza detonates it down into the timber on the other side on a 2-1 lead for Mack. Busenbark steps back to serve. Looks over to the sideline, getting a few instructions. Blair, a 5'6 freshman from Farmington. Actually, seven aces for Blair coming in. Leads the team in that category. Boy, she stepped right in as a freshman in that back row. Dig by Howell, the libero. And they try to flutter it over the block. Couldn't do it. Shoved right back as Seidner tried to send it over. And now off the heel of the hand in the back row. It's an overpass by Mack. And that doesn't work as Seidner pounds it down and in. And we're tied at two. Little sub for the Archers as Howard checks back in. Sophomore out of St. Louis leads the team in blocks on the year. Already 42 blocks, 1.17 per set. She's 26th in the country. The Archers are actually number one in Division II. So the stats differ. You got Division II stats for St. Louis, Division I stats for Mack. And so you just compare against your own division. But a 3-2 lead for Mack as that one goes off of Penaloza off the block and out of bounds, and Cindy steps back to serve. Cindy, a very dangerous server as well, gets to the middle of the floor. Vlasos digs it out, and then Howard pounds it down and in the Mack side. And it's a 3-3 ball game here in our first set. When Penaloza gets that jump serve going, she can really hammer that thing over. She gets some radical topspin going. Makes it very difficult. Lapine from Lutheran St. Charles serving it for St. Louis. There's a dig out by Rooks, and they set over to Portel. Portel just reaches that right hand up, can barely flutter it over the double block right there. They'll set up left side, and sneaking it just in the corner is Gaylord out of St. Pius. Great hit by Trisha Gaylord right there. 57 kills coming in, and boy, if you can knock it into the coffin corner like that, you'll be in good shape no matter what. A 4-3 lead for St. Louis. Knuckleball serve, dig in the back row. Rooks played it into the front row, and a really a nice job by Zink That was a tough pass to handle to set up a teammate, but I thought Zink did a nice job of allowing her hitter to get a chance at that one.
She did. She put it out there on the antenna, but she did a great job as far as keeping herself out of the net and making a good play on it.
So we're tied at four, stepping into service. Bailey Petrie from Winfield. And now here's a set to the left side. That's Rooks. Rooks with a full hack at it. And that one goes off the block and then behind the line and a 5-4 lead for Mack. Petrie steps back in. Sophomore takes over. We'll look over at Coach Copeland. Where do you want the serve to go? Cardinals leading 5-4. We're in set number one. Slight backspin, but Petrie knocks this one wide and out of bounds, and we're tied at five. Here comes Allie Mee, sophomore from Lindbergh, checking back in to serve. Seven aces for her on the air. So here comes Allie Mee into the back row. Grieve passing it to the front. The set from Zink over to the left side. Good elevation that time on the hit by Rooks. But she knocked that one well long and well left. Had some territory to work with, too. Just miss hit that one, it looked like.
She did. Fortunately, though, St. Louis was in the net on that. So Mack actually gets to take the serve.
I was looking to see if it went off the block and didn't notice that they were in the net. So good catch, Chelsea. And so Mack gets the point, 6-5. Grief serves it. Back row dig, that's me. They'll set over to the left side. Great elevation by Vlasos. Gets high in the air. Chops it into the back row. And a little slide shot by Portell. Coming around her setter that time. Got a great angle off a block and out of bounds. And Mack with a 7-5 advantage. Nice kind of two-person game by Zink right there. And Portell reading each other well. And Portell slides around to her right and chops it down and in, but it's Bosler knocking her serve long. That one going flat and long and a 7-6 lead for Mack here in set number one. We've had a very close set so far, nobody going on a run yet. Howard serving it for St. Louis, had good pace on it, good dig by Bosler. Right side set for Portell, kept alive, overpass. Portell slams it into a block, and now on the second hit, a left-handed shot by Zink, right to the middle, and Seidner wins the joust, and the Archers win the point, and we're tied at seven. Which St. Louis doesn't look like they've come in here intimidated at all.
They really don't, and they're kind of capitalizing on the miscues on Mineral Area's block right now, just kind of just dinking it over, hitting it off the block.
Howard serving it once again, sliding down to her knees. Bosler digs it out, overpass, joust at the net. Won by Portell, kept alive, though, by the Archers. Max got a chance at it now left side. And DeClaro uses the full court, but a dive by Howard to keep it alive. Off of a Portell block, over to the left side. DeClaro hits it. Oh, what an angle by DeClaro. She was outside the red line on the left and went all the way to the right side and used the entire width of the floor to find just the space. A diving effort by the Archers, but the point goes to Mack. What a read by Portell that time. Here's Grief serving it for Mineral Area. She runs sideways into her serve, then spins and fires it over. And running up to the front row, Holzclaw pushes it over, back to the left side. That's DeClaro again, off the block and down. And Mack leads it by two, 9-7. We're in set number one here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, the home opener for the Mineral Area College Cardinal volleyball team. Mack 29-5 last year, 10th in the country, won a couple of games at the national tournament in Hutchinson. Grief once again running around that serve, but this time she pounds it long. And a 9-8 advantage for the Cardinals as the point goes to the Archers right there. Archers going from our left to our right. Mack, of course, from the right to the left. Lauren Partney from Herculaneum steps in. Usual setter for this team. They run a two-setter system, and she's the primary setter. 4.62 per set for her. A set to the left side, and a left-handed shot that time by DeClaro. Ducks underneath the net, then runs around the outside of the pole and gets back to her side. A back row hit this time by Bosler. Sends a hot shot into the back row. Mee digs it out. Behind the red line, there's a hit by Mee. Into the back row for Mack. Set to the left side, DeClaro off the block. Bosler dives and digs it out. Here comes a set by Grief this time, and just a free ball played over by Petrie. Quick set to the middle. Looked like somebody was in the net that time, but it didn't matter. It'll be a double hit on St. Louis anyway. Mack point and a 10-8 lead for the Cardinals. I think Grief, to me, looks a lot quicker than she did a year ago.
I agree. I think she's really developed back there and has kind of made that her home. Mm-hmm. Feels, I feel like she looks much more confident, too, is very sure of herself.
Takes over for an All-American at the libero spot.
Sure.
Shelby Meyer, so a lot to live up to there. And she dives down and saves this one. And then Penaloza just dinks it down and in. Boy, grief right on time. Usually you praise somebody and you have to apologize. You'll jinx them, but boy, she did a great job there. And I'm sure part of that is anticipation. She sees the ball so well.
Sure, you almost have to anticipate it before the ball gets there in order to be that quick to reach that pace.
An 11-8 lead for Mineral Area College. Zink serves it over. And a clear set to Seidner. She got set up before the block did. And she jams it through for a point for the Archers. An 11-9 lead for Mack. Archer serving it. Vlaso steps in. Vlaso serving it from the right side of that service line. Pounds it into the back row. Bosler missed it. It went off to the right. Kept alive, though. And how about that? Hitting just inside that red line as Del Claro got enough on it. And she was back far enough that St. Louis couldn't read where to set the block up. So they never got it set. And she had really an open floor to choose from.
Right. Their transition took them all the way over to one side of the court. And she just had great court awareness as far as putting the ball where they weren't.
Boosenbark steps in, skips into her serve. Little side spin there, digging the back row by Vlasos. They'll set right side to Seidner. A dive in the back row by Blair. Can't get there in time, and the point goes to the Archers. A 12-10 lead for Mineral Area College. Lillian Howell, the libero, going to be serving it here. 4.65 digs for her per set. Leads the team in that category, as you'd expect a libero to do. A dig for Rooks for Mack. Right side hit by Roy Eag. And a dig by Howell to keep it alive. They'll set to the left side Gaylord. Gaylord pounds it into the back row. And now a set to the left side Rooks. And Rooks chops it off the block. Down and in. A good diving attempt by Partney, but really a difficult ball to go to after it ricocheted off of the block. And a 13-10 lead for Mack and a timeout now by Jeff Davis and the Archers. We'll step aside for a minute. We're back to Mineral Area College right after this on KREI.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral Area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Petaloza floats one over Gaylord. It gets the kill attempt by St. Louis, but Portell blocks it right back to her in a 14-10 lead for Mack. Another serve by Penaloza. They're going to set Howard this time in the middle, and the Mineral Area College block remains strong. Double block, Portell and Rooks that time right in the middle. There's some of that height coming into play that we talked about on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, Chelsea.
Oh, for sure, and you know they just had their timing set up perfectly for that.
15-10, Mineral Area College on top here. Second pass, ambush that time. Mack was ready. They go to the middle. That's for Portell. Portell, not really a free ball, but didn't get much on it that time. That sets up Becker to hit from the right side, and she finds a gap of the defense in the back row. So a point goes to St. Louis, and a 15-11 lead for Mineral Area College in set number one. Neither team probably quite as sharp as they're going to be later in the match. Nobody's really ran away with this thing yet. Mack with a 5-point lead has been their largest at 15-10. Serve goes off the top of the net. Good adjustment by Rooks that time. And then off of the net, Portell almost looked like a joust, but she was off of the net and jams it through the double block for the point. 16-11 right there. She must have had just the right angle on that one. Mineral Area College serving it. There's Bailey Petrie. Petrie looking over to the sideline, trying to get some instructions. The coaches say, take a pick, put it in the back row. Vlasos digs it out, back set this time. And that's to Gaylord. Gaylord hammered his end of the back row. Grief digs it out. And out of the left wing, Rooks. The Archers tied up in the net right there. I thought it was the Archers. And, yes, they're going to roll it back to Mack. I didn't see a definitive answer by the referee, so I was probably looking down. Petrie going to serve it again. A 17-12 lead for Mack. Petrie once again looks over and serves to the middle this time. Gets the middle of the floor. Libero Howell digs it out. They set to the middle to Howard. You've got Howell as the libero and Howard as the hitter right there. And Howard powers it through for the Archers' points. Howard, 45 kills coming in, 1.25 right there. And now to the middle of the floor. Zink digs it out for Mack, rolling around. Oh, another pretty slide that time by Portell. That's the second time they've run that little slide for her where she rolls around her setter and then pokes back out on the right side. Almost a hidden hitter right there and then found that deep corner in the back row. 18-12, Mack with its largest lead. A six-point advantage here in set number one. Bosler chops it into the back row. Howell digs it out. They set to the left side, Vlasos. And that time it was another player in the net, and it looks like Mack goes into the net that time. 18-13, Mack by five. First one to 25 in the first four sets. First one to 15 if it goes to five. Winner of three sets wins the match. St. Louis with a serve here. Brianna Howard. You can't hit that much deeper and stay in the gym. she pounded that about 10 feet
deep. One bounce to the back wall. Yep.
She almost had a three-pointer, though, in the basket. So Grief serving it. Grief starts with her left shoulder facing the opposition, strides to the middle, and then knocks it over. And this time it's a service winner as St. Louis is unsuccessful in passing out of that one. Vlasos couldn't handle it. And a timeout once again by the Archers. 20-13, it's Mack by 7 in set 1. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Fall is here and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
Filet-O-Fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Well, Grief coming with the soft serve twice. This time she powers it over, and we've got a rally going now. Back row hit by Bosler. Tried to get some top spin on it and curl it down and in. Just knocked it long. A 20-14 lead for Mineral Area College. Six-point advantage. Mack led it 20-13. Largest lead here in the first set. Archers will bring in Lauren Partney, Herculaneum product, to serve it here. Strides into it, jumps into it. Little top spin. Bosler digs it out. Back set. Penaloza. Penaloza at levitating. And then just kind of shoves it over. Not even a hit, just a push, really. And now it's set to the left side. And that's DeClaro. Mineral Area College is really not getting a full swing on that. But, boy, somebody in the net again. There's a lot of traffic in the net tonight.
There has been. I think maybe it has to do with a little bit of the timing. Still trying to work that out with the block.
Roig checks back in. And here's Zink serving it for Mineral Area College. Zink serving as the setter here tonight for Denezi. Left side, double block once again. That was Del Claro and Penaloza setting it up. Jam shot. Jam shot again. A block. Howard tries. Seidner tries. The wall won't budge. And Mack leads by 8, 22-14. Well, they've got their block rolling. You know, St. Louis comes in as the number one blocking team in the country in Division II. Now, it's only four games in, I know, but 4.06 blocks per set. They've been very good at the Division II level, but their block really no match for Mack so far tonight. Roy goes into the block that time, right back to her, right side, shot from Del Claro, rolls it off the top of the block and down, and Mineral Area College now is 2 points within claiming the first set here, 23-14, the largest lead for Mack. Zink steps back to serve. Zink strides in, jump serve, had a lot of pace on it, digging the back row, but nowhere to go. And Howell not able to pass that effectively. She slams that one from the back row right into the net, so not an ace, but a great service winner that time for Zink. Here comes Zink again. We're at set point, 24-14. Huge topspin that time and a great dive that time, but not enough to get it. And then St. Louis sends it over and deep, and Mineral Area College claims set number one by 11 points. Mac 25, St. Louis 14. Mineral Area College up 1-0, and we're back in set number two on the other side of this 2-minute timeout right here on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and fun family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the court. Registration is now open for fall basketball ages 3 years through 8th grade and will close on October 7th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring, only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Lennington Exit.
Mineral Area College claims set 125-14 over St. Louis. Let's do our Gilster Mary Lee set recap. Gilster Mary Lee, Iron Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker. Chelsea, St. Louis actually stayed pretty close. It was 15-10, and then Mack went on a kind of a 10-4 push to close that first set. Seemed like Mack's block really started to take charge in that first set.
Right. I think that was kind of the name of the first set, was just figuring out the blocking and the timing of the block, staying out of the net and those violations. But once they figured it out and they started communicating about what was going wrong, you saw it start to go right, and they did a great job.
Partney serves the first one for the Archers, and a jackhammer from the right side by Del Claro. The Archers can't handle it, knock it out of bounds. Four times St. Louis was – they give up 4 points just by being in the net in that first set.
Right, and you're not going to win ball games against great teams when you're beating yourself like that, giving up 3 points.
Tough to do. Busenbark serving it for Mack. Knuckleball shot. There's an ace for Blair, her eighth of the year, leading the Mineral Area College Cardinals in that department. Well, that was a knuckleball shot. It was just going side to side.
Filthy on that one, for sure.
Fooled everybody. So Mack takes the first 2 points here in set two. Mineral Area College pushing it from our left to our right here in set number two. St. Louis, of course, from the right to the left. Blair gets it into the back row. Dug out by Howell, the libero. Meek keeps it alive. And this is a free ball to Penaloza. You're not going to win many of those. Penaloza rifles it into the left side. And Mineral Area College leads 3-0. What do you think of Cindy's hair? She's got the tight braids, and then it's like almost an aqua into a white.
As if she doesn't stand out enough with her athletic ability, right. Then we throw some aqua hair in there. But I like it. Yeah. Something different.
Got a little style going. 3-0 Mac. And there's a little dink over the top of a double block, but a dive in the back row. Nice work by Zink to keep it alive. And now here's a free ball. Zink, right side. Roy Eag went off the top of the net. Boy, she had a great one set up to detonate, but went off the top of the net and gave a chance to St. Louis to get it back. They'll go back to Roy Eag. They set wide, make it a difficult angle for her that time. Second shot, ambush that time. And a dive by Boosenbark to keep it alive. And then on a second shot, Roy Eag rolls it off the tape. And then down, had that been 1 foot one way or another, it would have been good for Mac because it would have cleared for St. Louis a foot more, a foot less, and Mac would have had a great chance to spike it down. So the Archers with it, and the baseball team making some noise on the far side. Nice to see some of the other athletes here, and a chop right into the net this time by Rooks. And St. Louis gets this one back. Boy, Rooks just mistimed the hit and slammed it right into the net. 3-2 lead for Mineral Area College. There's a serve and a back row dig by Grief. Quick set. Penaloza dinks it around a double block that time. Dug out by Partney and a back row hit that time by Vlasos. And this one goes out and Mineral Area College claims the point. The 4-2 lead for Mac. Penaloza goes back to serve. Cindy had her slow serve in the first set. There's a backspin serve. And now a right side set by Seidner. A poor set, but Seidner is able to handle it and then pushes it kind of into a delayed block and then ricochets out of bounds and the point goes to the Archers. 4-3 lead for Mac. Archers serving it here. Here's Howell, the libero. Howell, a little top spin, and that's a dig by Rooks. A set to the right side, Roy Eag off the double block. Good effort that time by the libero, Howell. She dives right in front of us and into the scorer's table, but she sends that one up into the crowd, and Mineral Area College leads 5-3. Max serving it. Here's Bailey Petrie. Petrie looks over to the sideline, gets these instructions. A 5-3 lead for Mac. Knuckleball shot, dig in the back row. Howell. They're going to set left side Gaylord, and there's a dig by Grief. Set to the left side now. Full swing for Rooks, and Rooks slams this one long. 5-4 lead for Mac. Substitute by the Archers. Here comes Lauren Holzclaw from Francis Howell, a freshman, 5'7". Jeff Davis has run a club team for the last 8 years. You know, he has the lay of the land in terms of recruiting in St. Louis. You see improvement in the program already. Only 5 wins 2 years ago. Half-hack at it off the heel of Rooks' hand. Now a left side set for Gaylord for St. Louis. Boosenbark flying around and keeps it alive. And now this will be a free ball, but it won't even go that far as it's a double hit on a almost, it was a really a back set free ball that time by Mineral Area College's center Zink, but didn't control it effectively. So Lapine serving it for St. Louis. Good dive by Grief to keep it alive. Left side set for Rooks. Rooks at about that 10-foot line, and they'll go right back into the double block by Mineral Area College and slams it right back to St. Louis. Gaylord hits it on the way down. Left side Rooks does it again, jams it into the double block and down, and Mac has the point. Mac got a little bit of rhythm at the end of that first set, but in large part, we haven't seen a lot of rhythm on either side yet. Doesn't feel like to me anyway.
It really doesn't. It has kind of a streamlined feel. Nothing really too up, too down, but they put away set one, so I guess it's working.
Yeah. We're tied at 6 after Bosler's second service error of the match. She chopped one long in the first set, and this one goes short and into the net. So St. Louis ties it up at 6. And they'll bring in number 6, Allie Mee, to serve it. And Mineral Area College will have their number 6 set it. It's a back set that time by Zink. She goes to the right side. And Portell off the block and out. And Mineral Area College claims the point and leads 7-6. We're in set number 2. Mac won the first set 25-14. Grief steps in to serve it. And she'll step sideways. Now pounds it into the back row. And that just fooled me that time. Because it looked like that was coming midsection, but that thing must have slid at the last moment.
Had some sort of drop or curve on it there at the last minute, for sure.
And Mee chunks it over into the basketball team over there. An 8-6 lead for Mack. This time Mee does successfully dig it out. Lapine becomes the center, and a nifty dink shot that time by Vlasos. She saw the double block that time and adjusted accordingly, and Mineral Area College didn't have the coverage behind. Finds that soft spot on the other side. 8-7 lead for Mack. Howard serving it for St. Louis from our right to our left. There's a dig in the back row. Quick set. Penaloza. Penaloza pushes it into the back row. Howard keeps it alive. Set to the left side. Vlasos. And Vlasos powers it wide as Grief saw that one coming the whole way and said, nope, that one's going wide. And it's a point for Mack. A 9-7 lead for the Redshirts. Roy Eag steps in. So I asked Roy Eag how to say her last name. She said, well, in Puerto Rico, we have two last names. We have our mother's last name and our father's last name. So Santos Raig, her full last name. There you go. Solimar. They call her Sol. She said, well, that's what Coach Copeland calls me. A 9-7
like
lead.
It.
For Mack. There's a lot going on there, I guess.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
A 9-7 lead for Mack. There's a serve from Zink. St. Louis going to set with Lapine to the right side. A well-done set as Lauren Holtzclaw hammers that one into the back row for a point. A 9-8 lead for Mack. We're in set number two. The home opener for Mineral Area College. Mack holds only four home matches the entire year. They're playing so many difficult tournaments as well. We'll go into that a little bit later on our hearing care partners' schedule. Now into the back row. Back row hit by Mee and a good, solid one. Mack keeps it alive, though. But now they play the free ball over. And a set to the middle. That's for Seidner. And a dive from the back row. What a play by Zink to keep it alive. To the right side, Del Claro knocks it into the backside. And a set to the left side now for Vlasos. And Vlasos goes to the deep back left corner and finds the point for the Archers. A 9-9 ball game now here in set number two. That's as much scrap as I think we've seen from the Archers.
That was a great rally. Both teams just kind of trying to figure out where the hole is on the opposite side.
Partney serving it for St. Louis. And the Archers are looking for the second set lead this time. And they find it as Roy Eag hits this one long. And Tim Copeland says, we got to talk this over. A 10-9 lead for St. Louis. The Archers are loving it. And we're back in a minute on KREI, Farmington.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcome home or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
McDonald's fast break timeout right there. McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Mineral Area College still kind of out of system as they come back. Not the right players in the right spots hitting the right shots. Now they do finally get it to their center, Zink, this time. But the St. Louis block is right there at the ready. And Del Claro has it come right back on top of her. And an 11-9 lead for St. Louis. What do you think Coach Copeland was talking about during the timeout, Chelsea?
You know, I think he wanted to kind of settle his kids down, and they realize that they are out of sync, out of timing, and just reset, get a good pass off the serve receive, and see what they can do with it.
Partney continues to serve, and once again, Del Claro hits it into a block. Mack plays a free ball over. St. Louis gets it to the middle. Seidner dinks it over a double block. Now they go to the left side to Vlasos. That's off the top of a double block. And diving over to grab it is Zink. Set by Grief. Penaloza went in doubt. Go to the All-American. And Mack finally comes through with a score. An 11-10 lead for St. Louis, but Mineral Area College gets the serve back.
That's another thing probably Coach Copeland mentioned. He said, you know, we're going a lot to our outsides. Why are we not going to Penaloza when she can do a lot of things with the ball? They went right back to her.
Got one of the best players in the entire country sitting right there waiting for it. Some quick action that time by St. Louis. Mack goes back to Penaloza. Bam! Bam! Two in a row. And the court feels the pain. And we're tied at 11. Well, it's a pretty good plan, Chelsea.
You got to go with what works. What took you to the national tournament last year?
There you go. Penaloza with two. Jackhammer kills in a row. And we're tied at 11. And now a timeout by Jeff Davis and the Archers. And we're back to Mineral Area College in 1 minute right here on KREI.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Well, after Mack tied it up at 11, a good timeout by Jeff Davis as Mineral Area College just an error on their side of the floor. And a point goes to the Archers, a 12-11 lead for the Archers now. They'll do a full swing with Gaylord off a double block. Now St. Louis going to hit from the back row this time. Vlasos knocks it into the back row for Mack. And now a full swing by Rooks. Off the block and out. Nice angle by Rooks. Freshman out of Chicago. Goes 5-11 and we're tied at 12. Mineral Area College serve. Here's Penaloza. Good things have happened when Cindy's been involved. Penaloza chops it into the back row. Howell digs it out. And a left side set for Gaylord. And she finds the back row. Down and in. And a 13-12 lead for the Archers. Archers with some energy on their sideline right now. Howell to serve it. Howell steps into it. Pounds it over to the far sideline now. And it's a back row hit by Grief. A dandy, but a good diving effort that time by the Archers. That was saved by Partney, but then a double hit on the second shot. Waste that great effort by Partney, and Mack has the point, and we're tied at 13. Stepping back in for Mack is Petrie. Good crowd here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse for Mineral Area College's home opener. Petrie, right off the top of the net, changed direction of Lasso, still dug it out, and then on the kill attempt, the double block, Zink the setter right there, helping Portell, and the double block sends it right back to the Archers, and Mack leads 14-13. Petrie serving it for the Cardinals. Right hand, backspin into the back row, back set that time over to the right side, and Becker slams it off. Once again, the double block set to the left side, but Becker this time finds the angle, and it goes off the double block and out, and the Archers have the point, and we're tied at 14. is as many points as the Archers scored in the entire first set, and now we're tied at 14. Back row hit. That's from Busenbark, and a good shot. But the Archers keep it alive, and they filter it over to Gaylord at the 10-foot line on the left side, and she goes cross-court for the winner. A 15-14 lead for the Archers, and the Archers have eclipsed their point output from their first set. And they lead it here, 15-14. A serve coming up from Lapine to the front row. That's to Zink, and a full shot that time by Rooks. That's as well as I've seen her time a kill shot, goes into a block, and then angles out, and Mack has the point. We're tied at 15.
I'm anxious to see how Rooks kind of develops as a player and once she finds her place here at Mack, because she's got some power behind that arm.
And good leaping ability we saw
Absolutely,
right there as
yeah.
well. serve from Bosler. Bosler has had a couple of service errors. That one successful into the back row. Gaylord dinks it over the double block and finds a home. And a 16-15 lead for the Archers. St. Louis playing much better together here in the second set. Allie Mee steps in to serve it for the Archers. And St. Louis leading at 16-15. And Mee fires this one long, and we're tied at 16. Mack led briefly 14-13 and looking for that lead back now. And they'll ask Grief to deliver here on the serve. Grief, the libero. She's in the black shirt and black shorts. The rest of the team in the red shirt. Grief rolls around that ball. Serves it. Popped up by Rask in the back row. Mee Rask. And now into the net. And Holdsclaw saves it. But it's not enough. And a double hit by the Archers. And Mineral Area College leads again. Now 17-16. Be a nice time for a little run, huh, Chelsea? 17-16 lead for Mack. Grief serving it. We saw in the preseason, Mack did a nice job getting on runs when Boosenbark actually was the server, and this time Grief serves it out. So knocked it to the left side, and we're tied at 17. St. Louis to serve. Howard's shoulders are so strong. She looks like she's wearing shoulder pads. That's how muscular she is.
I agree. I noticed that too.
Here's a set to the left side. Del Claro reaches back and fires this one long. And Tim Copeland has seen enough for now. An 18-17 lead for the Archers. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank. And our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
In January 1973, three community leaders sat around a table and established a nonprofit agency that would reach the unmet needs of Jefferson County residents. Little did they know this agency would expand to become a leader in the county, a trusted provider in Missouri, and receive national recognition. ComTree was founded to meet community needs. This will always remain our purpose. We invite you to join the ComTree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org. Welcome to our family tree.
Following the Mineral Area College timeout, let's check out the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Mack leads one set to none. They won 25-14 in the first set, but they trail here in the second set, 18-17. Howard serves it over, and Mack chunks it right in the net. Del Claro got up, and, boy, she just busted it right. It was below the tape. It had no chance.
I think she was maybe trying to do a little too much. She was going to kind of up over the block, and it really didn't have enough power on it to get even past the net.
A little paralysis by analysis right there. Couldn't decide what to do, and Howard continues her serve. Top spin, chunked it out, and 19-18 the score now. A lot of service errors by each side, and the way you want to be aggressive. You know, you want to serve, try to get points as well, so there's a cost to that. Here comes Zink. Zink jumps up. Little top spin there. Vlasos digs it out. They'll set to the middle. Seidner jams it into the back row. Set it over to the left side. That's Petrie. Petrie reaches back. Howell digs it out. Now it's set to the left side for Vlasos. Vlasos into the back row. And a dig that time by Zink. Kept alive to Penaloza. And Penaloza loses the joust that time. There aren't many roofs that are set up over Cindy Penaloza, but that time the Archers did it. 20-18, St. Louis on top.
I think Mack's defense would agree they're not used to that happening, so they just kind of stood and watched, like, did that really happen? Great job on St. Louis's end.
St. Louis leads with the serve here, 20-18. Quick set over to the left side. Petrie tries to pull it around the block. Can't quite do it. Penaloza, a one-woman block right there, and does it again. Penaloza says, I'll get your ball back. Right in the middle, didn't even need any help. Block once, block twice. Mack scores it in a 20-19 lead for St. Louis here in set number two. Boosenbark to serve for Mack. Boosenbark has been a very reliable server. She's been a server, as we mentioned, that has been able to get Mack on a run. And, well, sorry, Blair, I jinxed you there. And she hits that one out of bounds. 21-19. Archers lead by two, serving with Blossos. Blossos leads her team in aces on the year with eight coming in. And Blossos pounds this one into the back row. Grief digs it out. Quick set. Penaloza. And Penaloza just rifles it right in the middle on the left side. No chance.
You know, and what makes her so good is not only her leaping and athletic talent, but just her ability to see the floor and to have so much control over her body. She has her body angled one way and uses her arm swing to go the opposite direction.
And now she serves it into the back row. Mack looking for the equalizer. Can they get it? No, they cannot. The Archers successfully execute the cross-court winner, and the Archers lead 22-20. This is Howell serving it for St. Louis. Boosenbark digs it out. Zink setting over to the left side. That's Rooks into the double team block. Right back to Mack. Get to the middle now. And Portell once again hits it into another block. And the Archers now lead 23-20. A substitute now, Denezi. Checks in for Mack. Denezi, the usual starting setter, was a National Player of the Week one time last year. She comes in for Zink. And now here's the serve by the Archers. A dig in the back row. That's Boosenbark. Denezi keeps it alive. Petrie along that right sideline. And now here's Gaylord into the double block. Right back to the Archers' side. Set to the right side by Becker. A double hit. And Mack has the point, 23-21. Here's Petrie serving it for Mineral Area College. Mack trying to pull this set out of the fire right now. They trail 23-20. Now it's 23-21. And the serve is in right on the line. And the Archers disagree. They're saying they thought it was out. Line just says no, it was in. And 23-22 now. It was close.
You know, I honestly couldn't tell. There were too many bodies in front. If it got a piece of that line, it's still considered in.
And a timeout by Jeff Davis now. And we'll keep it right here. 23-22. As we take a little Midwest Sports Center coaching break here. And the coaching move that we just saw was to bring in Laura Denezi, the usual starting center for Mack. She comes in for Mary Zink. And you know, whether Zink wasn't performing up to what Copeland thought, I don't know. But sometimes it almost isn't even about performance. It's sometimes comfort level. You know, these players are used to Denezi being that starter, and maybe things run more smoothly. I don't know.
Right, and it's a different look. You know, two different setters are going to run a little bit different offense. And so maybe they wanted to switch that up because St. Louis was capitalizing on some of their blocks. So just to throw that little bit of a change in there can throw their block off balance too.
Let's see if Matt can continue with the momentum. They trailed 23-20. They've got 2 points in a row, and now they're looking to tie it up at 23 apiece. 23-22, St. Louis still leads here, and Bailey Petrie is the server for Mineral Area College. Petrie over the net, right to the middle, and a diving effort by the Archers, but it goes out of bounds. Vlasos got there, couldn't control it, and we're tied at 23. Now the Cardinals are looking to break on top. Three straight points for Mineral Area College. Petrie into the back row. Successfully dug by Vlasos this time. They set left side for Gaylord. Into the block. Right back to the Archers. Now to the right side now. Becker reaches back. Over the double team block. Ball popped up. It's played by Petrie. Into the back row. Boosenbark hits from the back side. Oh, the ball's chunked into the middle of the net. It was a second shot hit by Partney. Four straight points for Mack. And all of a sudden, the Cardinals have set points. 24-23. Mineral Area College looking for five straight points to close this second set. Can they do it? A set left side. That's to Gaylord. Double block. Jams it right back to St. Louis. Ball popped in the air. Free ball over. Dive on the floor. And now this is an overpass for Mack. Mineral Area College goes to the left side. It's Rooks for the set and sends it out. Couldn't capitalize. Had a chance there, Chelsea. She couldn't sneak it in.
She really couldn't. The set took her too far out, and she didn't have enough court to play with on that angle.
So we're tied at 24. Mineral Area College scoring four straight points. but couldn't come up with a set winner. And now it's going to take extra points to win this second set. Lapine serving it for St. Louis, trying to get the lead back. They go to the front row, Dinesi. Dinesi setting to the left side, and that set sent Rooks way outside of the antenna that time. She really had no angle and jammed it right in the antenna. The Archers now have set point, leading at 25-24. Lapine going to be serving from the middle of the floor. Carmen Lazaro Sanz from Spain checking in for Petrie here. Son stands 6'3", the sophomore. 25-24 at set point for the Archers. Into the back row. Grief digs to Dinesi. Dinesi with a second shot ambush. Just flipped the left hand and fooled the Archers off of St. Louis and down. Boy, what a time for the sneak attack, huh?
For sure. And Dinesi being up there on the front row and utilizing that, we haven't seen it all game really from either setters. So, again, another different look as far as offense goes.
I don't think the Archers saw that one coming.
They really didn't. They weren't ready at all.
So we're tied at 25. Lazaro Sanz into the ballgame for Mack. And Tim Copeland looking over at his bench, considering his lineup here. And he's going to go back to Petrie. In for Sands. And they'll give the ball to Rooks to serve it. So Mack looking for the lead back. We're tied at 25 here in the second set. Mineral Area College leads one set to none at 25-14 in the first. Here's a ball into the back row. Now the back line judge called it in. The up judge overruled and said it went out.
I saw out too by about a ball length, so...
So 26-25, and the Archers have another set point upcoming. Gaylord serving it for the Archers. Gaylord, radical topspin, dive on the floor. A nice effort that time by Winfield, but it's a service winner for the Archers by Gaylord. And Jeff Davis and the Archers are pumped. They win set number two, 27-25, and we're going to go at least four here tonight in the Bob. We're back after this two-minute timeout on KREI.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is out to prove that you don't need to be bigger to be better. Let's do a quick check. A full line of top quality products and services? Check. Nurses on staff for health screenings? Check. Being a preferred provider for most insurance plans? Check. A staff that believes in making their customers a top priority? Definite check. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is checking all the boxes that the big box guys do, plus more. So stop waiting in line and let us wait on you. Come see us in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Well, we're through two sets here, and we're even at a set apiece. Mineral Area College takes set number one, 25-14. Let's do a little Gilster Mary Lee set number two recap. As the St. Louis Archers were up in set number two, 23-20. Mack scores four straight. They had a set point, couldn't capitalize, and the Archers win it 27-25 in set number two. And, Chelsea, we talked in that first set that the Mineral Area College block kind of came on later in that set to start to control set number one. What did you feel like the Archers improved upon in set number two?
You know, I think they recognize that Mineral Area does have a big block. They are going to get several blocks in a match, but they were able to hit around the block, hit off the block, find that spot down both lines that the defense was not covering on the Mineral Area side. And I just thought that they did a great job as far as mixing it up and knowing that, yes, they are going to get blocked, but they've got to continue to swing and continue to find those open holes in the defense. Yeah.
Mac drops its first set of the year, and it came with extra points, 27-25. What a turnaround for the Archers program. 5-25 2 years ago. They doubled their win total last year and went actually to the championship game of their region in Division II. And they've started out the year at 6-1 so far this year. So Jeff Davis appears to have this program headed in the right direction. Mineral Area College, well, couldn't be on more solid ground. Three straight trips to the national tournament. And last year, a 10th place finish in Hutchinson. Mac winning a couple of matches at the national tournament last year. Laura Dinesi serving at first to start set number three for Mineral Area College. Dinesi from the middle of that service line pops it up, gets to the back row. The dig from Howell and St. Louis with a double hit. And so the Cardinals break on top first here in set number three. 1-0 lead for Mac. We're tied at one set apiece. Dinesi the server for Mineral Area College. 20th in the country in assists per set, 8.83. She's the usual starter as the setter for this team. St. Louis gets it over to the left side. Emily Neal slams it down the sideline. Catcherside digs it out. Macy Catcherside getting the game number three start. And a shot right down the middle by Seidner. Jammed it through the double block and down on the Mac side. And we're tied at one. Trisha Gaylord steps in for the Archers. So 1-1, St. Louis serve. This is Vlasos. Vlasos into the back row. Bosler goes down to get it. Dinesi setting over on that left side. Catcher side rolls it off the heel of her hand. Couldn't get a full hack at it, but she does find an open spot on the floor, and Mac leads 2-1. Busenbark checking in alongside Rooks. And coming out will be Petrie and Bosler. Blair serving it. Came into the match tonight with seven aces to lead the team. She's got one already here tonight. Knuckleball shot into the back row. The set goes to Seidner into the back row. Busenbark chases it down on a dive. And then chopping it over on the free ball was Rooks. And now a diving effort by Grief. Busenbark gets it to the left side. Rooks into the block. Right back to Mac. Dinesi keeps it alive. Here's a back row hit by Busenbark. And Busenbark jammed it right into a double block. Ball kept alive. And then chunked into the back row by Vlasos. Jeff Davis is loving life right now, and he should. His Archers have really picked up their play.
They really have, and I think, you know, look at the coach. He's got that momentum. He's cheering his team on just like anybody else. So it's always nice to see that enthusiasm from a coach.
It's a team playing well and with house money. I mean, they're not supposed to be in this match.
Right.
And as we say that, they hit it right into the net. So a service error. And a 3-2 lead for Mineral Area College. This is Penaloza. Cindy hits it skyward, digging the back row by Vlasos. They go to the left side. Gaylord has a roof put on over the top of her that time. The name of the roof is Portell and catcher side. A couple of six-footers over there for Mack on the defensive right side. Cindy serving it again. The All-American Penaloza, a 4-2 lead for Mack. Pops it up once again, and there's a dig by Gaylord. Gaylord gets it right back, jams it right back into the block. And Catcherside and Portell are a pretty nice duo over there right now.
So much height, and just I look at the length of their arms just reaching above the net. A great job there to close the block on that right side.
A 5-2 lead for Mac. Penaloza continues with her serve. Slight backspin right there. The dig by Gaylord, and they'll go to the middle this time. Howard mistimes a jump. And almost an excuse-me swat at the ball. And that threw the Mac side in disarray. And there was some open floor to be had. And somehow Howard found it. So a 5-3 lead for Mac. The Archers serving it. This is Lapine. Emma Lapine. Lapine steps into it. And she hits this one into the bottom of the net. So two straight service errors for the Archers. And a 6-3 lead for Mac. Coming on to serve here, Zink back in the ball game. So for the first time, you actually have both setters on the floor at the same time for Mineral Area College. Zink sends into the back row, a set to the right side. Gaylor works it around the block. Kept alive. Grief says, I'll set in the back row to Boozenbark. Farmington to Farmington. And Blair Boozenbark with a successful kill from the back row. Well done. A 7-3 lead for Mac. Blair hits pretty well from back there.
She really does. And, you know, that kind of gives them another facet to their offense when, you know, everything's in disarray and you can go to the back row and have a nice attacker from back there.
Zink with a strong serve. Vlasos digs it out. They set to the left side. Holdsclaw off the block. And then off the hands of Zink. And here's a back row hit by Grief. And Mineral Area College gets two straight points for back row spikes. That's a weird part of this match.
I sure like it, though. Coming from a defensive player that you can add to the offense, I love it.
Yeah, you got to love it, don't you? An 8-3 lead for Mac here in set number three. And we're tied at one set apiece, and we're back in a minute on KREI.
Fall is here, and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need, no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Zink serves it, and here's Gaylord swinging through an attempted block fry by Mack and down the right sideline for a point. The Archers after the timeout score the point in an 8-4 lead for Mineral Area College. Boozenbark digs this one out. They go to the left side for Rooks that time. Double hit, huh? Okay.
They're awfully picky after the first contact.
I didn't see that one. That was a double hit they called on an underhanded pass, wasn't it?
Was it? I thought it was overhand.
Oh, maybe it was. Good thing I'm not up there then. Here's the left side, Rooks. Rooks just mashes the ball over. And now here's just a punch over by St. Louis. Denezi, a slide set over to the right side. And once again, there's Portel. They've run that slide for Portel three times over there with two different setters.
You know, and she does a great job because she does have that high reach on the ball and is able to kind of go off and position her body to a different angle to hit it cross court.
Kaylee Portel out of Festus. Bosler comes on to serve. A 9-5 lead for Mac in the third. We're tied at one set apiece. Howard jams it into the back row. Oh, a full shot at this one by Portel. She had that thing in her crosshairs and a bullseye right in the middle of the back row. Max doubled him up, 10-5. Whew. Portel, that's as much time as Portel has had one just to size one up. And Bosler serving it again near the far sideline. Might have gone out if Vlasos hadn't saved it in. Vlasos on the third shot dinks it over in an attempted double block. Back row hit this time by Bosler. Rolls it into the middle. Lapine digs it out. They set to the right side. Holds claw over the double block. And a diving effort by Bosler along the sideline. And I don't know if she touched it or if it just touched down first. But anyway, the point goes to the Archers. 10-6 lead for Mac. Probably good for Mac for, you know, to get the Archers to raise their level and push them. It's probably the best thing to happen for Mac.
You know, that's what you want. You want a team that's going to compete every time that you come out to play.
Portel off the heel of her hand. The set had already gone below the level of the net that time. She just does manage to get it back over to the Archers. And then Vlasos lets that one come down too low and can't find the right angle. She smacks that one out of bounds here on the right sideline. Mineral Area College pushing it from our right to our left here in set number three. Emily Grief steps in to serve for Mac. Cardinals lead 11-6 here in the third. We're tied at one set apiece. Some poor passing by the Archers, but they do manage to play it over. And then Mac passing poorly. And Penaloza is forced to play the free ball over. The Archers knock this one wide right. They thought it went off of a Mac block. And what's the call? It looks like it did not. Point for Mack, 12-6. Grief serving again, just over the net, and digging down underneath is me setting to Seidner, and Seidner into the double block, Danesi and Petaloza, and that one going straight back down on the Archer's side. A 13-6 lead for Mack, their largest here in the third set. And Grief continues to serve. Grief this time, service error, and knocked it in below the tape. 13-7 lead for Mack. Archer serving it here. This is Partney. Partney skips into her serve, a jump serve, rifles it down the right sideline. This one actually goes off the basket above the arena here. Zink had it initially, kind of went sideways off of her, off the basket, then it redirected, and Mack just didn't have any chance after that. It was all discombobulated. And Partney serving it again. A dig in the back row by Bosler. Danesi setting left side. That's to Penaloza. And Penaloza, she just jumps over the net. I mean, she just gets so high. That time, her arm was extended almost straight out from her, and she just directed the ball around the block.
She makes it look easy, doesn't she?
She does. It's like, oh, yeah, well, no problem. 14-8. Well, you were scoring one for the short ones earlier. That's one for the big one right there.
I'll give you that one.
give that one to Cindy, huh? Mack doing a nice job setting up the block that time, and as the Archers try to hit around it, they hit it out along that left side. And a 15-8 lead for Mack. Once again, matching their largest lead here in the third set. Laura Danesi serving it for Mineral Area College, and Danesi now becomes the only setter on the floor for Mack. Dink shot. Danesi does a great job behind the double block. Keeps it alive over to the right side now. Full shot that time by catcher side. Right back to her off the block, though. And now a full shot over on that left side. This is Petrie. Petrie jams it into a double block. It rolls all along the net and into the antenna. It actually came down, and it would have been in because it landed on the line, but it had already hit the antenna. So it's out at that point. And so a 16-8 lead for Mack. They've doubled up St. Louis here in the third. Mineral Area College looking for that 2-1 lead. And a shallow serve by Danesi. A good diving attempt over there by Partney. But in her effort, can't pass successfully. And the second shot goes out of bounds. And Mack leads by 9 here in the third. 17-8. Danesi continues her service game. Here's Laura serving from the middle of the floor right along the middle of that free throw line. Quick set this time. That's to Seidner. Seidner off the block. Danesi back set right side. That's to catcher side. And Macy does a nice job basically just kind of taking what she got right there. Wasn't a perfect set. Remained patient. Almost waited until the block was on its way down and then just jammed it off the block and out. That's a pretty smart play.
It was very smart. And she, like you said, she waited to see what was given to her. Wasn't the best set, but it took her pretty much all the way off the court. But she was able to use the block, bang it off the block, and hit it out of bounds.
18-8, Mineral Area College on top by 10 right here. And as we are in the middle now of a McDonald's fast break timeout. Chelsea, what do you see? I mean, Mack has definitely rebounded over set number two. They were just out of system in set number two. Didn't look comfortable. What are you seeing here in set three?
You know, I really can't pinpoint what was not going well. But like you said, just out of system. Passes were not clean. Sets were kind of pulling them off the net. Hitters weren't able to make a good attack on it. I think they've cut down on those mistakes. They've started communicating much better, which makes them again, get back into system. When you're not communicating, nobody knows what's happening with the ball. I have heard a lot more communication on the Mineral Area side.
When you talk about being in system on the volleyball court, you want your libero or your defensive specialist, your back row, you want them to start with that pass, and you want your setter to be able to handle the ball where they can then get it to a hitter.
Right. And again, it starts with that pass, but passing it to the setter to where they can use all of their hitters. They have all of those options rather than the block setting up on one hitter.
Free ball, Petaloza. You know what's coming now. Howitzer shot right down the middle. Mack leads by 11, 19-8. That's almost like when a basketball player is breakaway on a dunk. You know what's coming when Cindy gets that middle set. 19-8, Mack leading it right there. And that's almost a slam dunk right there. Danesi pops it up just over the net. Partney digs it out. Into the back row, Bosler. That's Denezi, left side. Here's Petrie, and Petrie hammers one into the deep back left corner. That's what the Archers really did well in that second set, Chelsea's. They found those corners in the back row, and Petrie does it there.
Right. Those back corners are what you aim for because it's a very tough spot to defend. You don't know if it's going out of bounds. You don't know if it's staying in, and it also hugs the sideline as well.
And once again, Denezi's getting the ball in the middle where she does have those options right now. And here's a set to Seidner. Dive on the floor by Grief, and then Bosler pushes it over from the back row. Great hustle by Mack. Off the heel of the hand of Vlasos into the back row. Denezi, Petaloza, kill it! Good night. 21-8. Mack leads by 13. Petaloza's starting to get that right arm stretched out. 21-8, Mack on top. Oh, he's starting to dominate here this second set. Denezi continues her serve. Laura steps into it. Right into the middle. Two players crashing in to try to dig it out, so St. Louis not communicating very well. Bosler pops it up. Denezi, left side set for Petrie. Petrie rolls it high over the top of a would-be double block. Now to the left side, that's for Vlasos. Vlasos, Denezi. Now they get to the middle, Grief. Grief setting right side. Full swing, catcher side. Oh, Macy looked good on that one. The sophomore from Cadet stretched out that six-foot frame and hammered it down the right side. 22-8. Middle Rallalia College on top. And Denezi and company, and actually it was even Grief that time, really utilizing all the hitters. But, you know, you start with Penaloza. She attracts so much attention, and now you can go wherever you want pretty much.
That's really nice as a setter, knowing that you have those blockers that are cheating, and then you can shoot it to either side to their outside hitter. So having that option as a full force, as another defender, basically.
22-8, Mineral Area College leads here in set number three. Slide hit that time by Becker. Mack digs it out right side. Here's catcher side again. She's starting to feel it. Smiles all around, and Macy's going to work. 23-8, Mineral Area College leads. Denezi continues her serve. Mineral Area College led 15-8. They're on an 8-0. Why'd I have to say it? Why'd I have to say that, Chelsea? They were on an 8-0 run.
You've had impeccable timing, though.
golly.
Against Mineral Area in most cases.
Denezi chunked it into the net. Service error. Sorry, Laura. 23-9. And the Archers serving it now. It's Vlasos going to work. Here's catcher side again. Catcher side sends one cross court. Bending over to grab is Lapine. And then it goes off the block and out. But it's off the Mineral Area College block, so the Archers have it. 23-10. Mack still on top here. Vlasos serving it for the Archers. Into the back row. Bosler goes low. Denezi back set, right side. Bouncing off a trampoline. That's Petrie getting high and finding the angle. Jams it off the block and out. Strong swing from Petrie. Liked what I saw from Denezi right there, too. And we've arrived at set point, 24-10. Mineral Area College leading it. And Boosenbach going to try to close this third set. Floats one right over the net. Set to the right side. That's for Seidner. And Seidner hits this one well long. And Mineral Area College claims set number three, 25-10. Mack leads 2-1. Set four coming up in 2 minutes right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and fun family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the court. Registration is now open for fall basketball ages 3 years through 8th grade and will close on October 7th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
I'm at Mineral College, leading 2-1 right here. We do a Gilster Mary Lee set recap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Chelsea Mineral Area College dropped set number 2, 27-25. They had a battle from behind most of that set, but they did actually have a set point. They weren't able to complete the victory in set number 2, but set 3 completely turned it around. Won 25-10. They won on an 8-0 run in the middle of that set. Looked like a completely different squad there.
It really did. Things were starting to click for them. They were going back to what worked for them, the middle game with Penaloza. She had several attacks there and several kills. I also really liked Mac's defense. They were kind of all over the place, covering their hitters, communicating with their hitters, letting them know what was open. And they were able to find the court, open court, more often than not.
You know, and once they got Penaloza going, all of a sudden the defense focused on her. And then you bring in Macy Ketcherside, who really seemed to get comfortable there.
She had 3 great swings, kind of a different looking swing from that right side, but I love it. It works. It throws off that block, and she really did. She came in a crucial point and had several. It helped Matt go on a run, really.
Yeah, we'll start set number 4 coming up on the other side of this 30-second timeout on KREI.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
I want to thank Chase Sellers back in the studio, engineering and operating our game tonight. Mineral Area College looking to improve to 5-0. It's their home opener here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse. I'm Chad Speaker. Chelsea Overman with me calling the action tonight. The Archers come in at 6-1. Mineral Area College come in at 4-0. Mac hadn't dropped a set in the early season so far, but the Archers were able to claim a set off of Mac in set number 2, beat them 27-25. So for the Archers, they're going to try to push it to 5 right here. Mac's going to try to close this thing out in set number 4. As we check out our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, Mac takes set number 1 in this matchup here tonight. And they do it in pretty convincing fashion. But they fall in set number 2, 27-25. And then Mineral Area College is able to claim set number 3, 25-10. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. We'll be looking out for our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game at the end of this one. St. Louis starts with the serve, and it's a service winner right there. Mineral Area College, poor passing. Partney went down that right sideline. Bosler just didn't handle it effectively. So a 1-0 lead for the Archers. And here comes Partney again. This time Bosler does manage to get into the front row, but Nezzi can't do much with it right there. And then a full swing by Seidner. It's off the attempted block of Penaloza. But Cindy can't block that one one-on-one, and a 2-0 lead for the Archers. Once again, we're seeing a little bit of Mac's struggle in terms of passing. And Chelsea, it's interesting to note that they have both setters in the game here starting set number 4. You've got both Zink and Denezi in the ball game right now. And boy, the starting out the fourth set, it's a wreck. They don't seem to be like they have any fluidity at all right
again,
now.
Back out of sync. Too many changes, I feel like. Go with what works in the previous set. Start out that way, and then if you want to kind of make your changes to your lineup and see who can work in what spot, make those changes accordingly.
So this serve is fired out of bounds. Mac has their first point here of the fourth set, and now Zink does come out in favor of Ketcherside, who did some nice things in set number 3. So Denezi remains on for the serve. Denezi pounds it on the court with both hands, slight backspin. Vlasos digs it out, and a dink over the top of the double team blocked by Seidner. But somebody grabbed the net, and apparently they'll say it was Mac.
Penaloza, I believe, grabbed it on the way down.
And a 4-1 lead for the Archers. Archer serve, Lassos, Bosler sliding down on her knees to grab that one, and Penaloza hammers this one wide. So Mack started out struggling passing the ball, and now an error on hitting, and that just doesn't happen with Cindy very much, hitting .455 coming in this year. Fourth in the country, hitting .412, and that means she didn't miss many open ones, but she did that time. Now a service error by the Archers, and a 5-2 lead for St. Louis, with Matt getting the ball to Boosenbark here. So it was a 5-1 lead momentarily for St. Louis. And Blair comes on to serve from our left to our right. Blair a little backspin now. Vlasos digs it out. Set to the left side. Full swing by Gaylord. Goes cross court but can't keep it in. And a 5-3 lead for the Archers. I thought Jane Kickham was so good at that, using the width of that floor. She was such a great leaper 2 years ago.
She was, and she had that hang time. Mm-hmm. You know, she worked really hard at moving, transitioning to that right side, too, and just did a great job.
Heart
Loved
of America.
To watch her play.
Heart of America Player of the Year at Central Methodist University, by the way. Here's a full swing by Elena Rooks, and she jams this one off a block and down. So Mack down 5-1 here early in the fourth set. They've made up three of those points, and they're looking to even it up now. 5-4 lead for St. Louis. And Boosenbark continues to serve into the back row. Howell digs it out, and that's the set from Partney. Double block that time. Nowhere to go for Gaylord. Oh, just an umbrella with Penaloza. And catcher side right there. It's over 12 feet of blocking right in front of you.
Scary.
Yeah. We're tied at 5. And so Mack looking for the lead right here. Back set, though, to Seidner. Good dig in the back row. Boosenbark. Grief going to turn into the center right here. Catcher side off the double block. Chelsea's got a play on it. But Noah goes 6 rows deep. I thought maybe you were going to get that.
I was chomping at the bit.
5 straight points for Mack. And look who's serving, Boosenbark. So a 6-5 lead for Mack on a 5-0 run. And Boosenbark just dinks this one over the top of the net, and then immediately it rolls off the table, falls on the floor, and a near ace, and a 6-0 run on a service winner. Mack leads 7-5. Well done by Blair. Really mixing up the serve, and this time she rifles one narrowly over the net, but St. Louis responds on a kill from Seidner. So a 7-6 lead for Mack. Boy, I don't know if Boosenbark gave him the same look twice, though, on that.
No, she's serve. Very, very strategic with her serve and placement of the serve, but she also has a great lineup across the front line to back that up, yep. too.
Howell serving it for St. Louis. Grief digs it out. And there's Denezi. Back set, catcher side. Catcher side across the court. Partney, though, digs it out. Blair keeps it alive in the back row. Over to the left side. And there's Rooks. Jams it into a double team block, but St. Louis keeps it alive. They go to the left side. Gaylord. Gaylord off the double team block. Catcher side. Penaloza. Jam it right back at the Archers. And the point goes to Mack. An 8-6 lead for the Cardinals. I mean, that's a formidable duo right there. Catcher side and Penaloza on the block. Penaloza serving it now. Gaylord lifts it up. Gets to the front row. Howard. Boosenbark overpass that time just to keep it alive. Howard gets it into the front row. Go to the right side. Becker. Becker off the block. Now it's Howard on the overpass. Jams it back at Mack. Penaloza turns into the center. Catcher side dinks it over the double team block. The Archers keep it alive now. Left side hit for Gaylord off the double team block. Boosenbark keeps it alive. Push it right down the middle this time. And this one by Portell skidding off the hands of Vlasos in the back row. And the Cardinals win the point. And I need some oxygen. Whew, a 9-6 lead for Mack. A lot of stuff going on there. And Cindy to serve it again. Penaloza just over the net. Archer's going to set to the left side. Gaylord dug it, got it, and a pancake save on a terrific effort by Vlasos. But the officials say, nope, just caught a piece of the hardwood. But very nice effort by Vlasos. Just couldn't get there in time. 90% of a pancake. A 10-6 lead for Mack. Middle of the zone. Gaylord hitting from the 10-foot mark. Actually didn't have much to work with and found a soft spot. A good diving effort by Boosenbark. Couldn't get alive that time, though. Boy, Vlasos pulled a rabbit out of a hat that time. 10-7 lead for Mack. Lapine serving it for the Archers. Steps into it. Fires it over. Dug by Boozenbark. Denezi back set. Here's catcher side. Catcher side rolls it off of the tape. Good read by Lapine. They'll go left side for Gaylord. And Gaylord looking for the cross-court shot. If she'd have been all the way over to the left side, she'd have had enough room, but hit it really from inside of that left side about 6 feet in. And, well, that's why it went out of bounds on the right side. Zink steps back in to serve for Mack. Middle Area College leads by four in set number four, 11-7. Zink jump serve just over the net, stepping in to dig it out. Vlasos set left side for Holzclaw, kept alive by Zink. What a diving effort by Denezi. A free ball played over by Grief, and just a flat mishit by Howard. Howard jumped up and tried to tap that thing at the apex of her jump, but the ball was too high for the apex, and she just tapped the underside of it, and it came down. A 12-7 lead for Mack, and another service error by Mack. Zink hits it into the net this time. So 12-8. Mack on top by four. Mack led by five just a moment ago. Addison Stotts from Ursuline Academy jumps into her serve, swats it into the back row. Zink digs it out. Denezi setting left side, and there's Elena Rooks going to work. You kind of kept an eye on her, haven't you, to kind of see how she figures in here. And that was a pretty solid shot from her.
It really was. Yes, she shot through the block. She saw the hole, that it didn't get completely closed by the middle, and so she went through the block, found the split, and it worked out for her.
Rooks out, Petrie in. And Bosler serving it. 13-8, Mack on top. Digging the back row. Stotts keeping it alive. Quick set, Howard, and she's a quick leaper and punched it down and in. 13-9. Howard has mistimed a couple of her jumps, but boy, I mean, she plays on a pogo stick out there.
She does, and that's tough when you have that hang time and have to kind of account for that when you take off on your approach.
Howard serving it now. Mack leading at 13-9. It's Portell jamming it into a double block right back at Mack. Petrie gets a full swing from the left side, and they shoot it right back to Mineral Area College, and now it's Denezi going right back to Petrie. Cross-court shot. Howard digs it out. Well done for her. Zink keeps it alive. Denezi, second shot, sneak attack, and a pushover by Howard back to Mack. Denezi back set, and there's a rifle shot by Portell. And once again, it's a little slide from Portell. She's awfully good going from behind the setter, sliding to her right, and that's just been a nice little rhythm for her tonight.
She's found the open court a couple times, probably several times even, with that very same play coming off the setter from behind.
14-9, Mack leads it by five. Penaloza tries to go up, and a little premature joust that time. St. Louis, though, notes that Mack's timing is off in the back row. A scramble back there and a diving effort by Grief, but not in time. And a 14-10 lead for Mack here on the fourth. Mack looking to close it out in four here. They lead two sets to one. It was a dominating second or third set for Mack, winning it 25-10. Petrie hammers it through the double team block, but a great diving effort by Stotts to keep it alive. And now here's Denezi. The ball came at Denezi. She was facing it away from the net, but she spins a 180 and then hammers it as it goes by and comes up with a winner.
That's one of the perks of having a setter on the front row, because they do serve as another attacker, and your defense is not expecting that whatsoever.
My wife taught me a fun word. It's called proprioception. It's knowing where your body is in space. And Denezi's got a whole boatload of proprioception.
Very appropriate.
Here's off of a block, Denezi, quick set. There's Penaloza. Ooh, they jammed a shot right back to her. And then a tap over. Now left side they go, but Petrie, double team block set up, but angled out, and Mack has the point. 16-10 Mack. Boy, the Archers, they were organized well. They had the block set up, but Petrie just found the right angle on that thing. 16-10, lead for Mack here in the fourth. Denezi serving it. And almost didn't even make it to the net. Clipped the bottom side of the tape. Service error for Mack. 16-11, Cardinals on top. This is Vlasos serving it. Vlasos Sends one straight over. They set right side Petrie, and she hammers it long. 16-12. Mack leads by four. Blasso serves again. Steps into it. Little top spin this time. Grief reads correctly. Steps out of the way. And a service error gives Mack the point. 17-12. Cardinals on top. Boosenbark steps back to serve. Two Farmington players, Grief and Boosenbark, have been good threats from the service line. And Boosenbark pops this one into the back row, sideways off of the hands of Vlasos, but a good jam shot that time by Seidner to win the point for the Archers. Boy, even with a pass that was not controlled very well, the Archers come up with a point. And now here's Howell serving it for St. Louis. They'll set to the left side. Rooks, who seemed to have her timing down well the last time she was in, mistimes to jump that time and hits it on her way down and chops it into the net. And the Archers are within three. Mack led 16-10, but now it's 17-14 and a 4-1 run for St. Louis. Grief digs in the back row. Rooks keeps it alive. Back to Grief. Heel of her hand in the back row for St. Louis. They've got a clean set. Partney left side. That's for Gaylord. Good dig by Denezi this time. Grief turns into the setter. That's to catcher's side. Down the line. And did she sneak it in? She did not. Just wide. And the Archers have battled back to within two here. 17-15. A 5-1 run for St. Louis. Archers serve, Boosenbark digs, quick set, Penaloza. Penaloza smacks it over to the left side. Partney, a self-preservation shot, but now to the left side, Gaylord punches it through a double-team block, and it's a 17-16 ball game and a 6-1 run for St. Louis. A timeout by Copeland, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals will take it with them. We're back in a minute on KREI Farmington.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here, Mineral Area College.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring, only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington Exit.
St. Louis Archers trying to tie it up here in the fourth set, and they do so. Trisha Gaylord on the left side jumps high and rifles it over the top of the double block, and we're tied at 17. Mineral Area College went on a 6-0 run earlier in this set, but St. Louis is on a 7-1 march right now to tie it up at 17. Howell continues the serve and chops it into the net. And Mack leads 18-17. Penaloza steps back to serve. 18-17, Mineral Area College leads. Penaloza slaps it into the back row. Partney comes in to set, sets left side Gaylord. Penaloza actually digs it out to Denezi into the back row. That's Boosenbark hitting. Boosenbark, a good shot into the back row. Howell grabs it, a diving effort by Denezi. But the second shot, surprise attack, comes up big for the Archers, and we're tied at 18. I'm telling you, these Archers might make a little noise at the Division II level this year.
I think so, and it's almost like a sleeper team knowing that their track record in previous seasons, but I think Coach Davis has done a really great job recruiting, like you mentioned in the pregame. He has some talent, some skill that I'm curious to see how they end up this season.
Wapine serves it over. Each team looking for the lead, and Rooks hammers this one way long, and the Archers now lead. In the fourth, Archers on top, 19-18. And they're on an 8-2 run. Archer serving it. Lapine. Roig is back in the ball game now. Catcher side hits to the back row, but only about a half speed shot. And now Howard chops it into a double team block, sent right back to her off of Portell's hand. But back to the left side. They're really feeling Gaylord right now. Gaylord, second on the team in kills coming in, but she's the one that is really hot right now, and she's put the Archers on top, 20-18, and it's been a 9-2 run. St. Louis serving it here. Lapine, quick set this time. And that one's to Portell. Portell jams it down into a double block. Archers keep it alive. And once again, it's Gaylord hitting from the left side. Quick set. That's to Portell. Portell tries to dink it over to double team. The Archers are ready for it, backing it up. Lapine to the left side. And once again, Gaylord hammers it through a double team block. And 21-18, it has been a 10-2 run by the Archers. And Tim Copeland offering some counsel to the six on the floor. A 21-18 lead for the Archers, trying to push this thing to five. Back row, Dick Busenbarg. Denezi back set, but a poor pass. And catcher side can only play it over on the free ball. And now here's a shot that's wide for Holzclaw. One of the few errors we've seen the Archers have over the last probably 15 points.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's why they're ahead in the match right now. They've cut down on their mistakes.
21-19. St. Louis leads in set number four. Zink steps on to serve it for Mack. Dug by Holdsclaw. Set to the right side, and there's Gaylord going to work again. Oh, what a shot by Denezi! The play of the match! Denezi on the second shot, reaching up over her head, hit it behind her head and backward, down the length of the net and down and in. An amazing play by Denezi with eyes in the back of her head. 21-20, Max within a point right here. Howard slaps it over, and Denezi goes up against the joust by Howard and loses this one, as Howard was just too tall for that one and slapped it back down and in. Well, that was our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game, certainly by Denezi that last time around. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. SerenityHospiceCare.org. 22-20. Mack trails by two. Another slide that time by Portell, going around Denezi to the right side. Chopped it off the block and out, and Mack is within a point. 22-21. The St. Louis Archers continue to lead here in set number four. Archers went on a 10-2 run earlier in this set. Bosler to serve it for Mineral Area College. Trying to tie it up in the fourth. Safe serve into the back row. Stotts leans in to dig it out. And then Holdsclaw punches it deep, and we're tied at 22. Very competitive fourth set right here. You've got to give St. Louis credit for raising their level here in set number four. And Bosler serves it again, gets to the back row. Vlasos digs it out right here to the middle, and Howard into the block. Did it ever get to the block, Chelsea, or did it just go off the tape right there?
Looked like it was off the tape. She kind of hit that ball on her way down, and she didn't have her full extend and elbow up to snap down on the ball anyway.
Which, for a high flyer like that, kind of unusual to see.
Yeah.
23-22, Mineral Area College with a one-point lead in the serve, and we're back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the waterfront, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Mineral Area College leading in set number four, 23-22 over the St. Louis Archers with the serve. Mack leads 2-1. Sydney Bosler from St. Genevieve serving into the back row. Howell digs it out. They set left side. Vlasos over the double team block. Grief digs. Then as he sets, left side Petrie off the double block. Diving effort in the back row. Wonderful job by Stotts. St. Louis plays over the free ball. Here's a dig in the back row by Zink. Then as he back set. Oh, this one is slammed out by Portell. Just didn't find the angle. She hit that one 15 feet long. and we're tied at 23. Mac got what they wanted right there. Just couldn't hit it in. Howard serving it for St. Louis. Denezi on the second shot, pushes it left side. Petrie, what a read! Bailey Petrie saw the block in front and just feathered it over the top for the winner. And we have reached match point. Mineral Area College leads 24-23. And Emily Grief serving for the match. Fires it over and deep. A service error and we're tied at 24. So at least two sets in this match are going to go extras. Mack with some opportunities. Had a match point right there. Now the Archers are looking for the lead. This is Partney serving it for St. Louis. All the Mack students standing up trying to support these Cardinals. Denezi, quick set. Petalosa hammers it down and in. And another match point for Mack. 25-24. And it's Denezi now trying to close things out. Laura Denezi hoping to serve the clincher right here. The Archers dig it out. Set to Seidner off the block. A dig. Now Denezi. Far side Petrie. Petrie off the heel of her hand. A dive by the Archers. Keeps it alive. Stotts. And now here's a free ball. Grief to the front row. Here's the All-American Petalosa pushing it into the back row. And Mineral Area College wins. 26-24 in the fourth. The Archers pushed them. But Mineral Area College more than equal to the task. The Cardinals now improve to 5-0 on the season. And the Archers are 6-2. Chelsea and I will break it down right after this timeout on KREI.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Dug by Holdsclaw, set to the right side, and there's Gaylord going to work again. Oh, what a shot by Denezi! The play of the match! Denezi on the second shot, reaching up over her head, hit it behind her head and backward, down the length of the net, and down and in. Mineral Area College trailed at that time. They were down 22-20. That helped to get them a key point, and Denezi with the play of the game right there, brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most, serenitychospicecare.org. Mineral Area College victorious in this one, Chelsea Overman, but they were pushed.
They were, and you know, honestly, coming in, I wasn't sure what to expect out of a St. Louis team. But like I mentioned before, Jeff Davis has done a great job recruiting, and I thought this was a competitive match, and I thought that St. Louis really did a good job of kind of capitalizing on some of Mineral Area's mistakes. And on the other hand, I think Mineral Area made the adjustment to come back with a lot of force, especially in the third set.
And even as Mineral Area really kind of took over the match in the third, 25-10, and really throttled the Archers, you know, a Division II team, you know, you don't have necessarily that tradition of winning. They came back strong and forced some extra points in the fourth even.
Right. It could have even went, 25-10 for that last set of the match. But I thought that they bounced back, clean slate. And, if they could have taken two tonight from Mineral Area, that's kind of what their goal was, I feel like, coming in, is just to take a set and then see what happens. And that's just the game of volleyball. Momentum shifts from one set to the next. And anybody can beat anybody on any given night. And I thought that, Mineral Area can take a lot from this game. I know it was a win, but as far as communication, figuring out some things on the block, utilizing all three hitters on the floor, getting that passing cleaned up a little bit. So definitely something to take away from the game. But overall, I felt like it was an exciting match as their home opener.
Sometimes it almost seems like, and we commented on this once during the match, it's like, oh yeah, we have an All-American in the middle. Let's go ahead and use her.
Right, and I think that they were so focused on trying to get everybody involved in the match as far as getting that outside hitter. I know that Coach Copeland mentioned that that's kind of an open spot that has, three potential candidates that could win that over, and so maybe that's kind of the mindset behind that was, trying each of them out to see how it would go. But in the end, you've got to go with what gets you the victory, and that was Penaloza, and she showed that again tonight.
Coach Copeland went with there was a bit of a battle in the setter's position. Laura Dinesi is really 1A, and then you've got 1B with Zink. But Coach said, go ahead, give Zink the start tonight. And then he did make the switch, and it did seem like that maybe jump-started Mac just a little bit.
It really did, and especially with those sophomore hitters that are coming back this year from last year working with Dinesi, I feel like we mentioned out of system. I felt like it was much more fluid when she was in there, much more comfortable, and I feel like the chemistry was just there overall with those hitters.
All right, we'll hope to catch up with Coach on our post-game show. Let's step aside from here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, and we're back with more of your Home Pools and Spas post-game show right after this.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
In January 1973, three community leaders sat around a table and established a nonprofit agency that would reach the unmet needs of Jefferson County residents. Little did they know this agency would expand to become a leader in the county, a trusted provider in Missouri, and receive national recognition. Comtree was founded to meet community needs. This will always remain our purpose. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org. Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training. If your application is approved, you'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
153-71. Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Mineral Area College wins tonight over the St. Louis Archers. They win 3-1. And let's break it down on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Mac a winner 25-14. They did fall in set number 2, 25-27, but rebounded nicely in set number 3, 25-10. And then the Archers put up a fight in set number 4, but Mineral Area College victorious 26-24 in set number 4. As we check out our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, we've got more volleyball on the air for you tomorrow night. We'll drop down to the high school ranks, and Nick Lewis will have the call on our MIMO Info sports stream tomorrow night. The Central Rebels are headed to Valley Catholic. And Nick Lewis will have that call, as we said, on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Just go to MIMOinfo.com and click on our Sports Stream logo at the top of the page. Our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule continues on Friday. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. And high school football on Friday night in week number two. We have a full schedule of football for you there. We started off with your Fleegs Equipment pregame show at 6 o'clock. And right here on AM 800, it's the Heart Walk game in a St. Francis County rivalry. North County going to Farmington on our affiliate J98 The Boot. It's 98.5 on your FM side. Valley Catholic is going to St. Genevieve in the Old Settlers reunion right there. And on AM 1400 KJF Radio, Windsor plays at Seckman in a Jefferson County battle. Our MIMO Info Sports Stream has Fredericktown traveling to Herculaneum in a battle of the Black Cats. So that's what we've got for you the next couple of nights on regional radio. Volleyball tomorrow night and a full slate of football coming up on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's up to the Missouri Tigers to try to rebound as they fell in week number one on the road at Wyoming. It's West Virginia, the Mountaineers, coming to Columbia on Saturday. And Mizzou looks for a 9 o'clock or an 11 o'clock kickoff there, 9 o'clock pregame show on AM 800 KREI. Well, we're waiting for Coach to come out to join us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. He apparently has a good bit of advice to share with the team following this one. But we'll give him one more break and see if we can catch up with Tim Copeland on the other side of this timeout. Mineral Area College wins 3-1 over St. Louis. And we're back after this to the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse.
You don't need to be bigger to be better. Let's do a quick check. A full line of top quality products and services? Check. Nurses on staff for health screenings? Check. Being a preferred provider for most insurance plans? Check. A staff that believes in making their customers a top priority? Definite check. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is checking all the boxes that the big box guys do, plus more. So stop waiting in line and let us wait on you. Come see us in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Mineral Area College improving to 5-0 tonight. They did drop their very first set, though, of the season. Mac won all four matches in Classic over at East Central in Union. Mineral Area College defeating four teams there against Lewis and Clark, John Wood, Northeastern Oklahoma, and also John A. Logan. And this was the very first home match for Mineral Area College of the year. And nice to see the banner up here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse denoting Mineral Area College's venture into the national tournament once again last year, where Mineral Area College did win a couple of matches, went 2-2 at nationals to finish in 10th place. The names of all the players hanging high overhead here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, as well as the coaches and the managers as well. Mac, of course, hoping to do that again, head to the national tournament once again. But that's still a long way away. We'll talk to Coach about tonight's action and what's to come as they will travel to actually Indiana in their next bit of action coming up. and coach, a victory tonight. You improved to 5-0 on the season, but the Archers pushed you guys a little bit. They battled it tonight and even pushed you into some extra points in a couple of sets tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they played really hard, and you know, we knew that they were going to be aggressive and have an opportunity where they, you know, they played a Division I team and were supposed to be, you know, good and ranked. And everybody brings their best. I try to explain that to this team. Now, over the last 3 years, we've finished in the top 10 in nationals. Guess what? You have to take and come and play every night, because teams that are scrappy, teams that want to beat you, will bring everything they have. And they did. They just played as hard as they could, and we played halfway.
Yeah.
We didn't take them seriously. And you know, the second game should have been how it should have been. No offense to them. I'm just saying, as in, I believe that's how it should have been. And we just kind of went through the motions. The first game, we're a little sloppy. That's fine. We went by 10 or 11. Second game, we lose. I mean, the third game had come out, and we just took care of business. And
yeah,
it's like, and then you just kind of shut off the gas and go, oh, okay, well, they're just going to let us win. Teams don't do that way. Not teams that want to win. So, you know, it's a learning process, hopefully. I just got to find leaders on this team that are not happy to play average, because our schedule is too hard for that. We're going to be really in trouble if this is how we're going to do. And we got too many players that's come back that went to the national tournament. All-American that should be leading the team. She's not. She's not talking. So, you know, we'll try to get their attention a little bit.
So was it intensity and focus that you felt were improved in that third set tonight?
I mean, I think they made a few mistakes. I think the situation where, you know, we actually passed a little better. You know, if we pass that and hit, I think we're pretty good team in the country. I mean, I really do. I think we're a top 10, 12 team. But if we can't pass and we don't take and play with energy and we just don't block and we just kind of go through the motions and give teams, I mean, we had 11 missed serves, we had 17 hitting errors. Okay, so do the math. It's 29 points.
Yeah.
So you have 29 points you gave that team, not counting the odd, you know, often in odd things that happen, roll shots, just didn't get it. I'm talking about our errors. We gave 29 points of 100.
Yeah.
That's a third. We gave a third of the points they had nothing to do. Can't win that way.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, your home opener, I was so happy to see the lower section almost all the way filled. You really had nice support tonight.
That's what we said. I mean, and we told them from the very beginning, you know, there's 500 or 600 people here to come watch you play because of what you've done. You know, and so give them something to applaud at. Baseball team is awesome. They're over inside helping us with, you know, when they're serving everything else. But, you know, and I apologize to people who's here. We didn't give you a good match. You know, we're better than that talent wise. We just have to figure out if we want to come play every night or if we just want to play when we have to, because right now we're not good enough to do that, because we're just not. You know, hopefully this will wake them up a little bit. Hopefully they'll understand that, you know, this is not what I want to, where we want to be.
Yeah.
And there's 4, 5, 6 girls from last year coming back that was in the national tournament and played. They understand, but I think right now either they're still trying to figure out, am I going to be in, am I going to be out? And even the team, I mean, we called Cindy out. I'm going to call her out. She should lead this team. She is the All-American from last year that's been here. She's a little bit older. She should lead this team, and she doesn't talk. So, you know, somebody's got to step up and do it defensively. You know, Blair's a freshman coming in, playing middle back. She didn't do that in high school, so she's a little new. Sid, Emily, you guys got to step up and play defense and lead the defense, not just – go through the motion and keep your mouth shut, lead. So hopefully next, you know, tomorrow we'll find a leader, and come the weekend we'll be ready to go. Because if we do this over the weekend, we're going to come back 0-4.
I was going to say you had 11 days off from game action, but you're going to pack a bunch of matches in Friday and Saturday. You'll have 4 of them. Do you think that'll be good for this team to get matches in?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping that's the problem. You know, because we go up there, we got to play 4, then we come back and play Jeffco at their place next Wednesday, you know, for a region conference game. I mean, this is a freaking conference game here. I mean, you got to take these things seriously. These teams want to beat you, and if you don't work hard, they can.
Yep.
Anybody can beat you. So anyway,
you hope to be at the end of the weekend. You hope to be saying lesson learned, moving forward, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna come back home. We're gonna be 0-4.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining me on the post game.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep. Good to see the team.
Yep.
Tim Copeland joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post game show, and some work to be done for the team, but they march on at 5-0 now on the season. My thanks to Chelsea Overman for joining us on the broadcast tonight. Appreciate what she brought to our broadcast this evening. And also thanks to Chase back at the studio, engineering and operating our game tonight as well. I'm Chad Speaker, and we'll be back with Mineral Area College a little bit later on during the season. Remember, tomorrow night, high school volleyball on the air. We say goodnight from the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills.